This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch Hamavon, welcome everyone. We have a very special program tonight, very important material. And this is Hashem will elevate and upgrade your appreciation for Shabbos Kodesh. We want to thank Dr. Zakheim and family for sponsoring all the Shurman Sefer Shemois Li Nishmas Rav Shlomo Eliezer Ben Harav Yaakov Zakheim, and also the Israeli family for sponsoring the Shurman Shemois Li Nishmas Meir Ben David. And tonight's special shir, and I want to thank Rav Isaac Amanoff, who actually gave me the idea to speak about this subject. Rav Isaac is sponsoring the Zchus for Shalema for Zopa Bas Husni Rivka Bat Mazal Nechama Naomi Bat Mazal Ruvain Ben Zopa and Lele Nishmas Kevsi Bat Tuvio Eliyahu Ben Frecho Nadia Chaya Bat Miriam Rafal Ben Rina. It's also sponsored by Ms. Chani Fonfeder and family, Zchus Refuah Shlema for the father, Zev Ben Rickel, Shev Refuah Shlema B'Karayv. That was the shir, basically. Here goes the shir. We're going to speak about an interesting Minog Yisrael, which I believe is practiced in all homes. In all homes, we eat something called challah. Challah. Yeah? I remember when I used to live in Queens, so there are a lot of different ethnicities there. So in my apartment building, there was a sign, they're having a party for Chafroshas Challah. That's what it said, Chafroshas Challah. Anyway, why is the bread that we eat on Shabbos called challah? You ever wonder that? Challah, that's like calling, challah is a matana that you give to a kohen. It's like truma, Zroya Vakeva, why call the bread challah? So the Esha Avram of Buchach says it's called challah because if you can call it bread, women may forget to be mafresh challah. So they called the bread challah so that everybody remembers to be mafresh challah. By the way, this is one of the reasons people say, the bagel store, a good hechsher, not a good hechsher. What could they be putting in the bagel already? So besides that, they could be putting oil, which is mamish chazer treif. Maybe they're not mafresh challah. So we have the mitzvah of challah. We have lechem mishnah, of course, on Shabbos, and we're boitzeya on lechem mishnah. Now, the first rule should be you should be boitzeya on the top challah because ein mavir on ala mitzvahs. But as many of you are probably familiar, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Ayin Dalet that you're boitzeya on two kikarois. You hold both of them in your hand, and you're boitzeya on the tachtoina. You know that halacha? You break the bottom. The Shulchan Aruch says you break the bottom challah without any qualification. So Rama says only Friday night, but Shabbos day or Yom Tif night, you go to the top. So really the default is you break the top challah. For some reason, Friday night you break the bottom challah, and the Achronim say, you know, make sure you put the challah near you because this way it's Ein Mavir and Al, you're not violating Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvah. So you're gonna break the bottom challah, but the top challah is gonna be a little bit further away. And what's the reason, says Rama? V'hatamu al darcha Kabbalah. The reason is Kabbalistic. Now that always, you know, piqued my curiosity. What exactly is this Kabbalistic reason that we break the bottom challah? And that's what we would like to explore tonight. What is the reason we break the bottom challah? Another interesting thing that probably we're all familiar with is that in the Nusach HaTfilah of Shemoneh Esrei, we say, L'keinu v'l'keinu v'seinu ritzevim nucha seinu ribon shalom, find favor with our rest. Kadeshenu b'mitzvay secha. This is my favorite part of davening. Ribon shalom, sanctify us in your mitzvahs. V'sein chalkenu b'soira secha. That has two meanings. Number one, Ribon shalom, give us a chelek of your Torah. Every Jew has a chelek in Torah. We ask Ribbono Shel Olam, give us a chelek in your Torah. And we ask Ribbono Shel Olam that our lot in life should be such that we should be able to learn Torah. Sabiyinu mituvech v'samachin mishuasecha tahir libeinu liyabdecha be'emes v'han chileinu Hashem v'lekinu v'yabro Hashem v'zvenuchu v'am. I'm surprised nobody made a good song out of that. Yeah? Baba. But, you know, v'yenu chovay, va, v'yenu chovay, v'yenu chobam. Tell us again, yeah. I mean, just mention where you got it at the shir, and I'll get credit in that. But we know we make a differentiation between the nusach of Friday night, Shabbos day, and Shabbos by mincha, and this is already codified by the Magen Avram, quoting the Oila Shabbos, that the minhag Friday night is to say v'yenu chovay, the minhag Shabbos day is to say v'yenu chovay, and by mincha it's to say v'yenu chobam. Ad kedei kach that Reb Chaim Vital brings that this is not just Minhag Yisrael, but this is already legislated by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, by Ezra and his Bezdin. Ezra and his Bezdin were already misakin to say Friday night v'yenu chovay, Shabbos day v'yenu chovay, and Shalosh Shudas, Shabbos by mincha v'yenu chovam. So this is a takana keduma. It's an early takana. The ones who made Shemoneh Esrei said you differentiate ba, boi, ba. This is not, you know, minug for 400 years. This is 2,000 years. Comes the Kaf HaChaim, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, and he says, by the way, just in case you were wondering, in Ritzei, you say, Ki yom ze God of HaKadosh Levanecha, Lish Ba'es, Ba, V'lanuach Ba, Friday night. Shabbos day, lishbois, boy, v'nuach boy. Shabbos shudas, lishbois, bum, v'nuach bum. Who does that? I never met anyone who does that. Kaf HaChaim says you need to do that.
Rabbi, the whole Shemoneh Esrei is different.
No, no.
That's the question. Why Shabbos? You have three different Shemoneh Esrei. The whole Shemoneh Esrei is different than Shabbos. Yom Tov, it's all the same. All three, Mincha Maariv, it's all the same, chakras. Sure, the rabbi will mention that.
I only take questions when people are here. No.
I am there.
Are you? Well, you are there. I thought you might say that. But I hear. But all in the Kaf HaChaim says that Friday night you say lishbas ba, Shabbos day lishbas boy, Shabbos by mincha. Very interesting. So what's the reason for this? What's the time for this? If this is from the Misaknei HaTfila, there must be a very important reason. And we're going to explore a number of reasons, starting with the practical reason on Aruch HaShulchan, going on to more Al Pi Machshava, and then getting into the Yesod of Kedusha Shabbos, really cutting to the Neshama of what Shabbos is all about. Let us begin with the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, Shabbos has an identity crisis. If you remember the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha this year, I spoke about the fact that this year is the year of Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah came out on Shabbos. Sukkot came out on Shabbos. Asar B'Teves was Erev Shabbos. Purim was Erev Shabbos. Purim was Shabbos. Pesach, Erev Pesach is going to be... The whole year revolves around Shabbos. And Shabbos has somewhat of an identity crisis because in this week's parsha, the pasuk says ki kodesh hi, which implies Shabbos is feminine. Ki kodesh hi lachem mechalaleh ha, those who desecrate her. Next week we're going to say in Vayakel kol ha'oseh boi malacha, anyone who does malacha in him. So will the real Shabbos please stand up? Is Shabbos a nekeva or Shabbos a Zachar? This question is addressed by none other than Reb Tzadok HaKohen and by many Svarim. What exactly is the nature of Shabbos? Well, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Shabbos seems to have two parts to it, the night and the day. Night is always Nekeva. Lai, La. It ends in a Kamatz and a Hey. There's a rule in Hebrew grammar. Whenever a word ends in a Kamatz Hey, it's a Nekeva. For instance, shir, shira, whenever a word ends in a kamate, it's feminine. So there's leil and laila. So laila is nekeva, and yoim is zachar. Therefore, when it comes to the night of Shabbos, that's when it says mechaleleha, or it says kalahi. So therefore, we refer to it as nekeva v'yanuchu ba, her. The night has feminine qualities. And for the Shabbos day, the day is zachar, It has masculine qualities. And therefore, we say, Kal ha'oiseh boi melacha b'yayim ha'shabbos. Comes Aruch HaShulchan, comes Shabbos by Mincha, it's bisseldik yoim, it's a bisseldik laila, it's nekeva and zachar v'yanuchu bam. Okay? So that's Aruch HaShulchan. Friday night, the laila has feminine qualities, the day has masculine qualities. By Mincha, it's Bein HaShmasha, sort of, it has both, and therefore we say bam. You may ask, what are you talking about? Laila is Nekeva. There's not one pasuk in Chumash that Laila is Nekeva. It's always Yoim. Even in the Haggadah, Laila is Yoim. Ma nishtana ha Laila hazois, right? Ha Laila hazois, right?
No.
No, it's ha Laila hazeh. Zeh is Zachar. Zois is Nekeva. We should say ha Laila hazeh. Ha Laila hazois. Or Maisa, Berlaz, Rabbi Shuv, Rav Tarfa, Rav Shem, Mesum, Bnei Brak. V'yimisam, Nisiyas, Mitzrayim, Kol. Oisoy halayla. Oisoy halayla. What happened to Oisa? So we could, this is a good excuse to make a little commercial for the Sefer on Pesach. We have a mimer here on Laila Kayom Yoyer, that the night of the Seder, Ribbono Shel made light and it had the qualities of the day. And therefore, every single night is treated as day in Dikduk because of that special night, which was Laila Kayom Yo'er. But essentially, a night is Lashon Nekeva. Okay, that is the Aruch HaShulchan. Comes up Tzadik HaKoyin. Now, Tzadik HaKoyin adds a little bit further. And he says, Shabbos has two components to it. Every day that a person davens properly, so he comes early to davening, and he davens clearly, slowly, and he makes sure not to bring any distractions with him. And any day that a person learns with focus, and any day that a person is bein adam chaveroy is proper, then that day injects kedusha, and it's reserved to Shabbos. All the mitzvahs that you do during the week inject kedusha into Shabbos. All of the preparation you do for Shabbos, you inject Kedusha into Shabbos. And in that sense, Shabbos is in the Keva. In Lashon HaKodesh, in Jewish thought, the male is considered the influencer, and the female is the Mekabel. The male is the Noisein, the Mashpia, and the Nekeva is the one who receives the influence. So Shabbos has two dimensions to it. Shabbos has a dimension that the more sanctity we put into Shabbos, Shabbos is mekabel and takes in that which we put into it. Kol mi shetarach be'erev Shabbos, yoichel b'Shabbos. You know, if you wake up a half hour before Shabbos, oh, Shabbos is coming. Let me quickly make sure I have football fish in the jar to take out Friday night. Then you're going to have football fish in a jar. That's your whole Shabbos. But if you made sure to really prepare for Shabbos, you're going to have good fish and good meat. So it all depends on the effort that you put in to the Shabbos. On the other hand, in that sense, Shabbos is a nekeva. Mechaleleha, kol ha'isa bach, malacha, kodesh hi. On the other hand, Shabbos is kvi v'kaima. It's kedusha, is static. Whether you prepare, whether you don't prepare, it is always kadosh and it influences us. And in that sense, Shabbos is the male, kol ha'isa boi malacha yumas. So Shabbos has two dimensions. Says the Pri Tzadik, says the Tzadik HaKoyin, this is indicated in the fact that Friday night we say ba, so to speak, at the start of Shabbos. Shabbos is accepting and receiving the Kedusha we put into it. And then once Shabbos has been around, then Shabbos is static and Shabbos is able to be mashpia on us. Okay, that doesn't explain bum. Shabbos is your kala? You told your wife that? Yeah? So we have to look into that. We have to understand. What does it mean Shabbos is our kala? Because what's very interesting, we're going to come back to this, is that Friday night we say, Chadoi di likras. Kala. We call her a kala. Boi chala, boi chala. And then when Friday night is over, we don't say one word about the kala. She's gone. The only thing, we say chala, but not kala. So why only Friday night do we talk about this kala? And that's a very important question. That might be the central question. What happened to the kala? What happened to the bride? This bride, you forget about her. So that we have to address. Comes the Talmud Chacham Sofer Likutei Chaver Ben Chaim, and he says a beautiful idea. Why Shabbos by Mincha do we say bum? Why do we say bum Shabbos by Mincha? You know why? It's Mamish Oyim Venoira. Because Chazal say a little different than Mordechai Ben David. Mordechai Ben David says what? Just one Shabbos, right? But the Medrash says, Omole Meshamim Yisrael Shnei Shabbosos Miyad Negolim. Just two Shabbosos, and so, and that question, the stira between MBD and the Medrash, we also addressed in this year's Shabbos Shuva Drasha. And that's also, it's asked by the Sefer HaKsava HaKabbalah. Fine. But says Likutei Chaver Ben Chaim, Shabbos by Mincha, we're busy talking about the Geula. We say Uvalat Tzion Goya. For the Geula to come, how many Shabbosos do we need? Two. Therefore we say Bum. That's why Shabbos by Mincha, we say Bum, indicating it's going to take two Shabbosos. Now, some Mefarshim learn Bum by Mincha is a mistake, and even Al Pi that Rizal, it's a Ba, Boy, Boy. However, the Lechem Rav says, Bum, because the question is, Shabbos is only one. Why say Bum in reference to Shabbos? The Lechem Rav says, it's going on, Ahava Uveratzain. We say, V'anchilenu Hashem Elokeinu, Bi Ahava Uveratzain. The Bum is not going on the Shabbos, it's going on the Ahava and the Ratzain. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, now we have to really think very deeply, because the Vilna Gaon, in his commentary to Mishlei, says a Kabbalistic pshat in the Ba, Boy, and Bum. And if you just read the words, you could sit and scratch your head from now until forever. But Ira is saying, come on, Rabbi, let's go. I want to hear the Gra. I want to hear what the Gra means. So here we go. Says the Gra, Mishlei, Perek Ches, Pasukei. Vizes soid boy ubam deshabes shubesoid yoivel. Boy and bum are the secret of the Jubilee year. And ba is the secret of Shemitah. Now, what in the world does Shemitah and Yovel have to do with Shabbos? Well, Shabbos is seven, and Shemitah is seven, and Yovel is the ultimate seven. But it's rest, it's sabbatical. But what's it got to do with ba, boy, and bum? So I found in a parsha sheet given out by Sanz Kloisenberg in Tavshanayim Gimel that he explains this gra. Obviously, you need a Sanz parsha sheet to explain the Vilna Gaon. How else are you going to find out the pshat? So he says, very pashut. Boy is gematria 8. Bum is gematria 42. 8 and 42 is yovel. Yeah, so boy and bum, which is Shabbos day, is Yovel. Friday night is ba. Ba is seven. Is Shemitah. Friday night is Shemitah, and Shabbos day is Yovel. Yeah, so Shabbos day is boy bum. Boy ba boy bum. That's Yovel. And Friday night is ba. Ba is Shemitah. What that means exactly, I'll let you ponder that. We're just hearing the words, but we're gonna uncover the mystery over here. There's a very interesting sefer, Minchas Yehuda, which I wasn't gonna bring because I don't really know what to do with it, but it's still interesting, so I want to speak it out. We once spoke out this a part of this idea on the seventh night of Pesach 3 or 4 years ago. Shlomo Amalek wrote the following book, Shir Hashirim. Yeah? Rabbi Yid, what's your name? You look like a chash of a Yid in the middle. All of you do. What's your name?
Sali Beta.
Shir Hashem. Where you're in yeshiva?
Yeah.
What's yeshiva?
Over Diamond's
Kola. Psh, wow. So all of you guys are?
Yeah.
You're in Rabbi Diamond's Kola? Where is that?
In Deal.
In Deal?
Yeah.
So Shir Hashem. So you say Shir Hashem Friday night? Psh, wow. So he says like this, anyone who says Shir Hashirim Friday night is a good guy. But what's the Indian of saying Shah Shirim Friday night? Oh, Nitzol mi Gehenim. Anyone who says Shah Shirim Friday night is safe from Gehenim. Okay. Rabbi Adler, you also, you told me you started saying, I have to make you a good tape. I have a good trap for the Basi Lagani Achosi Kala. Anyway, Munach Zarka, Munach Segal. So how many psukim in Shah Shirim? 117 psukim. 117. Why 117 psukim? Because Shlomo HaMelech violated three lavim. The king is not to take too many wives, he's not to take too many horses, and he's not to have too much money. Each lav is Malkus. 39 is Gematria 117. That's why he wrote 117 psukim in Shashirim to Mechaper, the three lavim that he violated. Fine. Also, we have a piece in the Pesach Sefer that from the birth of Levi until we left Mitzrayim was 117 years. And many Cheshboinois and Halach Ma'anya Diachalu Abasana is Rashi Tevois 117. That secretly the number 117 is a common thread throughout the Haggadah. Fine. Another interesting thing of 117. How many working hours are there in the week? 6 days times 24. What's 6 times 24? 6 times 24, Azriel. By the way, you want to be my accountant?
There are 2,080 work hours in a year. So divide that by 12.
How many work hours in a week? 144. 24 times 6, yeah? However, you daven 3 times a day. Every tefillah takes hour and a half, obviously, right? Every tefillah takes an hour and a half. Saying, I heard that if Megillah Esther takes 4 hours, like then L'chara Mincha takes an hour and a half. Now, the Alpi, ideally, I don't know about deal, but ideally, a tefillah takes an hour and a half. That's 4.5 hours of davening a day. It's all the same. Shemoneh Esrei, Shemoneh Esrei, you know? That's what he says. That's what, I don't know what to do with this. I'm just telling you the words. This has nothing really to do with the rest of the shir. So it's 4.5 hours a day of tefillah. So how many working hours in the week? 144 minus 4.5 hours a day. 4.5 times 6 is 27. So basically there are 117 hours a week of work. There are 117 hours a week of work. How many hours a week do we rest? 24 on Shabbos and 27 of Shachris Mincha Maariv. 51 hours. So you say, what is 51? Boy, ba, bum, the hey, the vav, and the mem is 51. V'yanuchu ba, v'yanuchu boy, v'yanuchu bum, we rest 51 hours a week. 24 hours of Shabbos and 27 hours of tefillah a week. That's what the man says. I didn't want to withhold it from you. What exactly the cheshvan is? Why an hour and a half of tefillah? Where does this come from? I have no more information than what I just said. Now, what? Yeah. The Minchas Yehuda of Rabbi Yehuda Gazpa. I don't know who it is. Probably Sfaradik. Okay. We move on. Rav Meir Shapiro used to bemoan the amaratzos that existed in America in the early part of the 20th century. He was once speaking in a shul on Shabbos, and he saw a yid came into the shul on Shabbos. He's wearing talis and tefillin. So Rav Meir Shapiro said, "You know, you don't wear talis and tefillin. You don't wear tefillin on Shabbos." The yid said, "But I work on Shabbos, so for me it's like a weekday. So I put on tefillin on Shabbos." And Rav Meir Shapiro, from that, he understood the meaning of ba. Boy-bum. You see, in America, Friday night, the woman has to run home from the store to light the Shabbos candles. The man's still in the store. So Friday night is buff, yanuchu buff. The woman is resting Friday night. Shabbos day in America, the guy tells his wife, I gotta go to shul, you open the store. So Shabbos morning is yanuchu buff. And then Shabbos afternoon, by the end of the day, they're both home because there are no more customers, so it's yanuchu buff. So Ramir Shapiro said, based on, you know, American society, he had an insight into the meaning of the tefillah. However, Rabbi, fasten your seatbelts. Now we get to the dig to the core of the issue, because where does, what is the earliest record of Minog Yisrael that Friday night say ba, Shabbos day say boy, and by mincha say bum, comes from the Knesset Hagadoyla Rav Ban Beshas, who's buried in Turkey. And he says that somebody suggested that the reason why we say ba, boy, bum, what is the gematria of boy, ba, and bum? Let's, ba is 7. Ba is 7, boy is 8, that's 15, and bum is 42, 57. Zun. Through the Kayach of Shabbos, Hashem is mefarnes us the whole week. Fine. And but the Knesset Hagdola asks, that doesn't explain why Friday night is ba, why Shabbos day is boy, and why Shabbos HaMincha is bum. By the way, we're reserving now, we're going to have a shiur on the significance of Shabbos and the number 57. Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi Lo Yachzar, 57. There are a lot of secret things on Shabbos that are 57. Bez Hashem, it's in the works, shiur, the number 57. But says the Knesset HaGdoyla, in his opinion, here is the reason why we do ba, boy, and bum. Says the Knesset HaGdoyla, that is because Friday night, Shabbos to us is like the Kala. She is a Kala b'veis aviha. She's the bride in her father's house. The bride, before she's married, where's the simcha? There's no simcha in the chassan's house. The simcha's by the Kala. The vart's by the Kala. The shower's by the Kala. All the partying, all the marrying is by the Kala. The simcha's by the Kala. Therefore, Friday night, where the emphasis is on the Kala, it's v'yanuchu ba. Shabbos morning, she ain't a kala anymore. There's nesuin Shabbos morning. Nesuin, the chuppah, the kala is not an entity anymore. She's subservient and subsidiary to the chassan. V'hu kechassan yoytse mechu pasai. You ever hear a song? V'hu kechala yoytse. There's no such thing. No, there's no kala. A kala does not come out of the chuppah. The chassan comes from down from the chuppah, and the kala is part of him. That's it. The kala is part of him. There's no equal partnership. It's not two partners in it. There's a captain and a first mate. There's a chassan. The kala is subsidiary to the chassan. That's the way it works. And then Shabbos by mincha, and therefore it's the chassan. V'yanuchu boy Shabbos morning. And then Shabbos by mincha is yichud. So since it's yichud, it's the two of them together, and therefore it's bum. This, says the Knesset HaGdoyla, is the pshat in the ba, the boy, the bum, which Reb Chaim Vital says was a takana of the Beis Din of Ezra HaSofer. Comes the Hilge Yeshuas Yaakov, Reb Yaakov Orenstein, one of the great old-time Achroinim, and he says, based on the Knesset HaGdoyla's machshava, we can answer up a Sefri. The Sefri says like this, the Yalkut on this week's parsha. Yalkut says, I only know you're not allowed to do malacha, and you're punished for doing malacha during Shabbos day. How do I know that you're not allowed to do malacha Shabbos night? Talmud Loimar, Mechala Leha Moisyumas. Ask the Rishus Yaakov, how do you see in the words Mechala Leha anything about Leho Shabbos? Ah, but according to Knesset HaGdoyla, that Shabbos day is the Chassan, and Friday night is the Kala, and that's why it says Mechala Leha. So from the words Mechala Leha, we know it's talking about the Leil Shabbos and not the Yom of Shabbos, and from there we see you can't do Malacha Leil Shabbos. Now, this fits like a glove with the famous question of the Avudraham, and we're going to revolutionize this, and you're going to be flying on a high for the rest of your life. Now, Avudraham asks, we know that Yom Tov is coming. What's the Shemoneh Esrei for Leil Yom Tov? What's the Shemoneh Esrei for Yom Tov day? What's the Shemoneh Esrei for Mincha?
Same.
Right, it's the same.
Same, right,
that's what I
said.
Thank you. Al pishnai shnei edim yakum davar. But when it comes to Shabbos Friday night, atokidashta. Shabbos morning, yismach Moshe, musuf tikanto Shabbos, and ata echad v'shimcha echad. Why were Chazal koyvea three separate noschois for the davening of Shabbos? Says the Avudraham, I'll tell you why. Because Shabbos is a kala. And Friday night, we marry the kala. It's the kedushin to the kala. Therefore, the Shemoneh Esrei Friday night is ata kidashta, kedushin, marriage. We're wedding the kala. Shabbos morning is the marriage, the nesuin. What do you have in nesuin? Simchas chasam bekala. Right? You don't have to invite anybody to your wedding. Everyone's inviting to simchas chasam bekala. Shabbos, by now, if you really love your wife, you add on to her ksuba. Toisefes ksuba, that's musaf. And the pinnacle of the relationship of chasam bekala is the yichud. Ato echad, b'shimcha echad, is the yichud. Says Avudraham, the reason why Chazal were kaveh have four different noschois is because Kedushas Shabbos is different than Kedushas Yom Tov. Kedushas Yom Tov is Kedushas Yom Tov. Mitchilosoi v'yad soifoi. Shabbos is a different flavor of Shabbos. Friday night is a different flavor of Kedusha than Shabbos morning, than Shabbos by Mincha. What do you mean? I don't taste it. You do taste it. Your neshama senses, perceives the quality of spiritual light. Shabbos night is one type of Kedusha. Shabbos morning is a different kind of Kedusha. Shabbos afternoon is a third kind of Kedusha. It goes from Kedushin to Nesuin to Yichud. My favorite Reb Tzadok HaKohen. We know at a wedding there's a Kosh of Erusin. Baruch atah Hashem yimach olam boirei pri agaf and Baruch atah Hashem yimach olam alo arayayis. Chupa v'kidushin, not kidushin. That's the name of the mesechta when you want to pronounce in Aramaic. But there's a yud after the chir. V'kidushin. Fine. Say, who says it like that? Listen to any big Rosh Hashiva. I heard Rav Henoch Leibowitz say the Rav Moshe always pronounce chiruk mali. When there's a yud, it's not I, it's e. Fine. It's not moidim, it's moidim. What's the difference? There's no difference. Just one is wrong and one is right. That's the only difference. Okay. But, so you have a kais Friday night. You have a kiddush Shabbos day. Why is there no kiddush by Shal Shabbos? Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, very posh, according to the Avudraham, Friday night. Now, by the way, Reb Tzadok HaKohen says, the Kedusha of the Suda is similar to the Kedusha of the Tefillah. So Kedushas HaTefillah of Friday night is Kedusha of Kiddushin. So therefore, the Friday night Suda is Kiddushin. At Kiddushin, there's Kois Shel Erusin. So of course you can make Kiddush Friday night. That's the Kois of Erusin. Shabbos morning, Avada, you're going to have a Kois. It's Nesuin, Shavu Brachos. But in the Yichud room, there ain't no Kiddush, there's no Kois, there's just pearls. Or a necklace, or whatever. So there's no kais. The reason you don't make kiddush by Shabbos by Shal Shudas is because by the yichud there's no kais. That says Reb Tzadok HaKohen.
Just remember the rabbi that by Chassidim make Shal Shudas, they do make kiddush.
All right, but at least they do other things that might be right. So no, that's according to what we're saying, it's dafka. Shabbos by Friday night, Shabbos day, and not by Mincha. That's what Tzadok says. Can't do it by Mincha. Right? But whatever that is, that's not really Kiddush. I'm just joking with you. Okay. Now, comes with Tzadok HaKohen, and he brings another pshat from the Rishonim, and that is he brings Reb Kleinemus, one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. Says Reb Kleinemus, you know why the tefillos of Shabbos are different Friday night from Shabbos day and by Shal Shudas? Because there are three momentous, historic Shabbosos in the history of the Jewish people. Shabbos Bereishis, the first Shabbos out of creation. God created the world and then he rested on the seventh day. Shabbos Matan Torah, Hakol Moedim, Deva'atzeres Netna Torah. And Shabbos L'Asud Lavai. Yoim Shekulai Shabbos Menucha. There are three big Shabbosos. There is the first Shabbos of creation, the Shabbos of the giving of the Torah, and the Shabbos of the future. Friday night, says the Rabbeinu Kleinimus, corresponds to the creation of the world. Vayichul Hashemayim Va'aretz. Ata kidashta ziyamashvili shemecha tachlis masei shamayim va'aretz. Friday night commemorates Shabbos Bereishis. Shabbos morning, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi ki even nemgros kalil teferes bereishis ba'omvil vanachal har Sinai. Shabbos morning is Shabbos matan Torah. And Shabbos by mincha is Bayoima hu yia Hashem ato echad v'shimcha echad. Avraham Yogel in the future, Yitzchak Yeranin in the future. Bayoima hu, three big Shabbosos in our history. Friday night is the Shabbos of Bereishis. Shabbos morning is Shabbos Matan Torah, and by Mincha is the Shabbos of La'asad Lavay. Now, just want to share with you. If we go back for a moment to the Avodraham's first pshat, that Friday night is the Kedushin, Shabbos day is the Nesu'in, the Shlach HaKadosh says that's why Friday night she's a Kala. Chodoydi likras Kala, boi Kala, boi Kala, boi Kala, everyone's bad. The Kala, Kala, Kala. And then we drop it. How come we don't say a word about it? Because she ain't a Kala anymore after Friday night. She's only a Kala Friday night. Shabbos day already, she's the Malka. She's not a Malka Friday night. She's only a Malka Shabbos day. Shabbos day, she has marriage. She's not the Kala, she's the queen. You get the difference? She ain't the Malka, she's not the Kala. Friday night is the Kedushin. Shabbos day, she's the Malka. So what has more Kedusha? Friday night or Shabbos day? No, Avada Shabbos day! More Kedusha. Comes our Chaim HaKadosh Parshas Kedoshim in number 22. And he says, why do we say as Shabsoi Sai Tishmoiru? There's only one Shabbos. No, there are two. There's Friday night, there's Shabbos day. Friday night is Bechinas Laila, Nikeva. The Laila is the R that is attributed to the Kala. Friday night, says our Chaim HaKadosh, is Shamar. Shamar is Nikeva. Because Nekeva, a woman, has to observe all the negative commandments. Shabbos day is the light that's misyachis to the chosan, that's mashpia on the laila. And Shabbos day is male, is zachar. Zachar! Zachar! Not shamar, zachar. This answer to Kasha I always had, and we've said other perushim in past shiurim, but I always wonder, menucha v'simcha, Hu asher di berli am segula asai. Shamar. No, the niggin. Shamar lekachai. Why shamar lekachai? Why not zachar? So we once set up shop based on the kliyakar, but according to our Chaim HaKadosh, it's beautiful. It's Friday night. Friday night ain't zachar. It's shamar. This explains the chadoidi also. In the second stanza of shamar v'zachar b'dibor. Why shamar zachar? Not zachar v'shamar. So Ravadi says, because his name was Lishloimoy Al-Kabitz, not Lizloimoy Al-Kabitz. So if it said Zachar V'Shamar, you know, he would have had to change his name. But according to what we're saying, Friday night is Bechinas Shamar, it's not Bechinas Zachar. So right now we have two amazing Perushim for the three Tfilos of Shabbos. One is the Avodraham. Avodraham says Friday night is Kedushin. Shabbos morning is Nesu'in. Shabbos by Mincha is Yichud. Or the Pshat of Rabbeinu Kleinimus, that Friday night is Shabbos Bereishis. Shabbos morning is Shabbos Matan Torah. Shabbos by Mincha is Shabbos Asa Lalei.
Why do we have Shalom Zachar Friday night? We celebrate the Shalom Zachar on Friday night. Celebrate it on Shabbos.
You mean the Zachar? I'm going to tell you why. At the end of the show, I'm going to tell you why. Okay, remind me. I'm going to say it's over. I'm going to forget. You say, come on. And also, I have a joke to tell you, but I'm going to use discretion for the camera. Fine. We'll say that one after the show. Fine. So, comes the Gra The Gra wrote a Perush on the Agarita of Shas Alpi Kabbalah, and his son wrote a Perush on the Gra's Perush. In the Perush of Rabbi Avram ben Hagra, he mamish revolutionizes this whole thing. This is the clincher. The Gra writes that Shabbos has no zivug. We always say Sunday has Monday, Tuesday has Wednesday, Thursday has Friday. No, says the Gra, nice try. No. Sunday has Wednesday. Because on the first day God created light, but the luminaries are not created until day 4. Monday has Thursday. Monday God separated the waters, and Thursday the fish. Tuesday, when God made the dry land, has Friday. I didn't know this. I didn't even chap this. Sunday has Wednesday. That's pshat. We give shira Sunday and Wednesday in the show, right? Sunday and Wednesday. Then we have Monday and Thursday. And Mamela, Tuesday and Friday, they're like the shortest days. That's why their yoims are very short on Tuesday and Friday. I'm not sure why, Tuesday and Friday. But Shabbos has no zivug. So therefore, Shabbos is the zug of Klal Yisrael. She's our kala. Friday night we marry her, Kedushin. Shabbos morning is Kalil. Kalil is a lashon of Kalila, of Chuppah. And Shabbos by afternoon is the Yichud. Says the Gra, there are three stages of Shabbos: Kedushin, Nesu, and Yichud. Says Rabbi Avram ben Agra, what Rabbeinu Kloinema says, there are also three famous Shabbosais. Shabbos Briyas Olam, Shabbos Matan Torah, and Shabbos L'Asa Lavai. Says Rabbi Avram ben Agra, the two Perushim of the Avodraham, they're one Pshat. Friday night is the Kedushin. Friday night is Shabbos Bereishis. Why? Because when Hashem rested after creating the world in 6 days, that's when he made the first relationship with Klal Yisrael. He was Mekadesh Klal Yisrael. Vayera vayivoyker yoim hashishi. He told the Jewish people, wait around till the 6th day of Sivan. Vayichu Hashem vayikadesh oisan. Friday night is not just the Kedushin to Shabbos, and not just a commemoration of Shabbos Bereishis. Shabbos Bereishis was God's Kedushin to Klal Yisrael. How is it Kedushin? Vayikadesh oisai. What's Kedushin? I asur you to everybody to be mine. Tosfos says in Kedushin. Remember this? I asur you to everyone to be mine. So too on Shabbos. We're not allowed to do any malacha to be God's. So it's not, listen carefully, it's not just Friday night corresponds to Shabbos Bereishis. Friday night is the Kedushin of Shabbos. No, more than that. Shabbos Bereishis was the Zaman that Hashem was Mekadesh Klal Yisrael. Next. It's not just Shabbos morning is the Nesuin Takadosh Baruch Hu, and also commemoration of Matan Torah. Matan Torah was the time God did Nesuin to Klal Yisrael. Where do we see that? Taira, 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 tziva lanu, Moshe, Moira, Shah, Atikri, Moira, Shah, Ella, Moira. So God married us when he gave us the Torah. The Kafa Aleim Har Kegigis was the Chuppah. By the way, just very quickly, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Golis writes in his Hakdama to Shas Hashus Beis Ephraim, why in the bracha do we say, Al Yidei Chuppah V'Kiddushin, Kiddushin comes before Chuppah? And he says, well, Kaf Aleim Har Kegigis preceded the Luchais Shniois, which was the Kedushin, and the Chuppah was the mountain. But from there you see, the Kaf Aleim Har Kegigis was the Chuppah. So again, Shabbos Bereishis was God's Kedushin to Klal Yisrael. Shabbos Matan Torah was Ribbono Shel'Olam's Nesuin to Klal Yisrael. And Shabbos La'asid Lavoi of Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad is God's Yichud with Klal Yisrael. So it's not typically, you understand, the Avodraham. There are two different levels of the three tefillahs. Friday night is the Kiddush. Shabbos morning is the Nesuin. Shabbos by Mincha is the Yichud. And, by the way, Friday night corresponds to Shabbos Bereish. Shabbos morning corresponds to Shabbos Matan Torah. Shabbos by Mincha corresponds to Shabbos Asav Lavi. No, it's the same pshat. The Kedushin of the Ribbono Shel Olam to Knesset Yisrael, the first step of the relationship was Shabbos Bereishis. The second step of the Nesu'in was the momentous Shabbos of Shabbos Matan Torah. And the final stage of our relationship with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ata Echad, the Shimcha Echad, Umika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Marv Raboisai, get a load of this. I saw this very long time ago. I'm not even sure. I saw it in a Sefer, Ahavat Chayim, one of the secret Mikubalim, whose Sefer became popular maybe like 10 years ago, like in Eretz Yisrael. You ever hear Ahavat Chayim? They have it by you? Anyway, like 10 years ago, all of a sudden, the Sefer was became very popular. But he doesn't say it exactly, and the Michta Me'aliyah, Reb Dessler, says it explicitly. In his fifth Chelek, he says, now we could understand when the Ramah says Friday night, we're Boitseya on the bottom Chala, and he says, well, what's the reason it's a Pi Kabbalah? We understand very clearly now. Shabbos has three dimensions to it. Friday night, the focus is on the Kala. Friday night, our relationship is, the Michta Me'aliyah says, we're being introduced to this lady, this lovely prospective bride. And we're Mekadesh her Friday night. We're bringing her into Kedusha. By the way, this works well with Reb Tzadok. Friday night, we're bringing in Shabbos. She's a newlywed Friday night. We have to be Mashpia on her. So the Kedusha Friday night is dependent on us. We're Mekadesh it. She, Shabbos, is the Nekeva, the Mekabel. We are the Mashpia. Therefore, Friday night is the Nekeva. That's why we say Ba. Shabbos morning is the Zachar. Says Michta Me'aliyah, because Shabbos has already been around, so she's an old married lady already. She's a Malka. She's the queen. She's already established. So the Iker is the Zachar. It's him. He did Chuppah. She's subservient to him. It's Yanuchu Bai. And Shashu, this is Ba. Now listen carefully. In the relationship Chasan and Kala, conceptually, position-wise, I could explain more after the shiur. The Zachar is Lamala, and then the Nekeva is Lamata. That's the position of Ish v'Isha. Therefore, since Friday night, the focus is on the Kala, the Ba, the Nekeva, we therefore take the bottom Kala, indicating tonight is L'cha doidi l'kras Kala. We're talking about the Kala tonight. The boy, the top Kala, tomorrow. It's not the time for the top challah. By a regular Yom Tif night, there's no such thing as chasan mekala. There's no marriage taking place. We're ready. We're enjoying a special mayid together, but there's no progression of kedusha on Yom Tif. Friday night, the focus is on the challah, boye challah. Therefore, the bottom challah, representing the nekeva, the challah is selected, and that's what the Rama means. Vahatamhu al derech haKabbalah says the Michtav. Me'aliyahu.
In the base of English, the Lechem Mishnah is side by side, not one on top of the other.
So we have to. You mean the Lechem Aponim?
Side by side.
The Lechem Mishnah that we have on Shabbos is not really connected to the Lechem Aponim. It's something that's for the man, right? But according to what we're learning, it's keneged, so to speak, Zachar v'Shamar. Zachar is the top chala, Shamar is the bottom chala. It's the Nekeva, it's the Kala. The Malkasa is sort of is for tomorrow. The Ba is the top. The Ba is tomorrow. Now, according to this, and I don't think anybody says this, so by Shalashudas you should really split both Chalas, but it doesn't go that far. But this is the meaning of the Ramah, that you split the bottom Chala. But it's worthwhile to be attentive to the idea that Shabbos is not just one long homogenous day, and it's all the same, you know? You have to appreciate the different flavors and experiences of Ruchnias that we have the ability to traverse on Shabbos, from Ba to Bai to Ba.
That's why also the
main
Suda
should be Shabbos Day. The Archaim HaKadosh says, look at number 22, the Iker Kedusha is Kiddush Hayoyim. And he says, different, the Rishonim say, well, Kiddush Friday, Shabbos Day is Drabanan. So they use the Lashon Saginar Kiddusha Rabbah. Says Archaim HaKadosh, it's not Saginar, it is greater. The Kiddush Shabbos Day, we don't have to be Mekadesh the Yom, but the Kedusha of Shabbos day is greater than Friday night. In fact, he says, Arizal says, Friday night is Suda Chakal Tapuchin, and Shabbos day is Sudas Atika Kadisha Avarachamim. But the Aruch HaKadosh understands that to mean that it's a greater Kedusha. It's Kedushas Zohar as opposed to Kedushas Shamar. One last idea, interesting idea. The Avas Chaim says, another pshat in the Bam, that sometimes the Torah says, Kol Ha'isa Ba Melacha. It says sometimes Kol Ha'isa Boi. And then it says, Es HaShamayim Es HaSayom Es Kol Asher Bam. So can I get that? It's Bam Shabbos by Mincha. And one last thing, Rabbi Isai, says the Avat Chaim, that if you take the Rosh Tevois of the different tefillos of Shabbos, and I'm not sure what he means, Friday night Ata Kidashta, Aleph, Shabbos Day Yismach Moshe, then he says, L'moshe Tzivisa. Maza, Svardim say L'moshe Tzivisa by Mincha, by Musaf? They say Tikanta Shabbos? There's any L'moshe Tzivisa there? I don't know what he means. And then followed by Tikanta Shabbos, it gets you Rosh Tevas Ayelas. That's Ayelas Ahavim, refers to the Shechina Begematria MS. So we should be Zoicha. You know, we read the Psukim and we don't pick up on the Ba, the Boy, the Lashon Nekeva, the Lashon Zachar. Friday night is L'chadoidi L'kras Kala. It's Yanuchu Ba. We take the bottom Chala. That's the Kedusha of Shabbos. It's Bechinas Mekabel. Shabbos day, on the other hand, is the Malkasa, is Bechinas Zachar, is the Tapchala, is Kedusha Rabba, is Zachar. The Shabbos by Mincha corresponds to the greatest Shabbos in history, the Yom Shekula Shabbos and Mincha L'chai Olamim, which is the Yichud of Klal Yisrael. Shabbos be Zoicha, to be Mekabel, Shabbos, Mitoch Simcha, Benachas, and Bezoicha. So the Yom Shekula, one last thing. Says Rabbi Avram Ben Agra, Shabbos is Rosh Tevois, the three great Shabbos in history. Yom Shekula Shabbos, Shin is Shabbos. Beis is Bereishis, and Tav is Torah, Matan Torah. So that's Shabbos, Rosh Tevois, the three great Shabbos in history. Oh, so you want to know about the Shalom Zachar. Sorry, you can go if you want to go. Yeah, it's gone. So it's like this. So I'll tell you very quickly, yeah? The Medrash says that the same way a carbon can only be brought on the eighth day, a baby cannot be brought as a carbon until he sees Pnei Matronisa, the face of the maiden. So what does that refer to? So according to what he's saying, we understand, what's the face of the maiden? The face of the maiden is, you know, is the Badekin of Shabbos. That's why you make the Shalom Zachar Friday night, because it has to be at the time of the face of the Kala. Because already under the chuppah, you can't see her face anymore. So you dafka can't make the Shalom Zachar only when you see Pnei Matronisa. And then the joke will turn off the thing for her. That way, you know, you'll have to come for it to hear the joke. So.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.